and welcome back to the Ron Romeo podcast. I'm Richard, and we are finally back with another episode. So the intro you just heard is the newest intro. I believe we're in season 4 now, which is amazing. Thanks to, let me see, Bad Snacks from the YouTube Music Library for letting us use it for free. Thank you so much if you ever hear this anyways. So just a little quick recap of where I've been. I have been working. I've been going back to school. Just been very busy. And I finally got around to making a new episode. And this episode is all about YouTube makeup controversy and drama and conspiracy. And I have with me my good friend, Val, or Valerie. How would you want to be?
Val is good.
Val? Yeah. How have you been? We had a very long day today.
Yes, we did. We had school and work.
It has been very, very exhausting today. Yes. And I'm honestly ready for a nap.
Well, somebody had Taco Bell without me.
You know what? I admit it. Yes, I did have Taco Bell with you. Without you, actually. Don't look at me like that. I was leaving the campus, and I was like, oh, shit, I might as well get something to, like, eat and stuff. And I was like, do I want Burger King? And so I'm going up to Burger King, and the line is just insane. And I was just like, Taco Bell's not that busy. Let's go. So I had 3 crunchy tacos, because that's all I really eat over there. And I started eating the chalupas, because they're just, like, Indian, like, fry tacos or whatever they're called. What are they called?
The Indian tacos.
The Indian tacos. Yeah.
Fry bread's the stuff with the
powdered
sugar and honey. And
I fucking love fry bread.
It's death on a plate, and you just want to hate yourself, but you keep eating it.
Like sopapillas and like beignets. It's in that family.
Yeah, fuck me. Like, don't get me started on sopapillas.
Oh, God. I don't even want to start on you know what's wild? You're going to think I'm fucking insane because I've been living here for a decade. Never had a sopapilla. Don't give me that look.
Oh, the look of shame and judgment is definitely...
Oh, whatever. I don't like green chili either. New Mexico can crucify me for all I care. It's bad. It's bad. Everyone thinks I'm a heathen because of that shit.
That's like if I was down south and I was like, yeah, I've never had a beignet. They'd be like, bitch, you're from Louisiana. How the fuck do you not?
Or if you were like, I've never had gumbo. Wouldn't it be wild if you never had gumbo?
It would be a crime against humanity if I'd never had gumbo because that stuff's delicious.
Oh, God, it was so good. That fucking pot you made. I seriously, you think I'm kidding when you were like, you're going to spend $100 for me to make gumbo. And the absolute answer is yes.
Yeah,
well, I am.
Fine. It freezes really well for up to 6 months.
Yeah?
So you could actually, like, I'll make a pot. And then you could grab some, like, those little Tupperware, like, individual meal size.
Oh, yeah.
And then freeze them all. Yeah.
And then you can just nuke it in the microwave, right? Uh-huh. Does it nuke well in the microwave? Yep. Okay. Just making sure.
Or you could just put it in a pot and heat it up.
If you hear any barking in the background, by the way, it's just Zara. It's Val's dog.
She's my snuggle horse.
Yeah. The nose on legs. She just loves to sniff and sniff and sniff.
I know.
She was trying to get my Taco Bell when I was eating it. She was under the table giving me those puppy eyes.
I know. She will steal that shit if you're not looking.
Yeah, I know. We have to watch her diligently when we're in here. Because she'll like... When Val says she's a horse, she's not kidding. She's a horse. She's a big-ass dog. And she will get on the counters and she will just eat whatever. Like when you made that... what was it? Pot roast or whatever.
Oh, yeah. She got up and got some of that.
Yeah, and she, we think she ate some onions. And
some
we were
bad,
so
yeah.
Worried about her.
Bad.
The other one is asleep.
Yes.
The ears,
the
as
ears,
I like to refer
wombat,
her as.
The wombat sleeps.
Timon is fast asleep. I love her ears so much.
I know.
She's a little pain in the butt.
She looks like a corgi on a healer body.
She does. That's what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I saw my first corgi a while ago. It was the cutest thing. I wanted to pet it so bad. But the owner,
legs.
Yeah, but the owner looked like he was not having it. It was at Lowe's. It was at where I worked.
Oh.
And yeah. He just looked like he was over today. And I was like, I'm not going to bother this man.
Yeah.
To talk about, to like pet his dog and shit. Also, did you know that my work carries dog treats for that purpose?
Oh, yeah.
That is wild. I did not know that.
There's a lot of retail places that carry dog treats for service animals.
Well, I mean, it's for service animals, yes, but it's also just because at the store I work at, they're like, oh yeah, dogs come in all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, we always carry treats because we want to give treats to the dogs.
A lot of construction workers actually keep their dogs with them. Aww. So that makes sense that they come in. And then, like, that's a good thing if you have a dog that reacts badly to one of the employees. Having a treat handy to, like, calm the dog down is probably pretty smart.
Very smart. I wish more retail places did that. But whatever. All right. So we are here because we wanted to make this episode about makeup controversy and drama in homage and honor of the newest palette that has been released by Jeffree Star. Palettes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Of Jeffree Star and Shane Dawson's collaboration, which we will get to in a second. But I thought it would be fun if we just talk about all the drama that has been going on in the past years.
We're going to go where Shane was afraid to go.
Kind of, yeah.
Which I don't blame him. And it is very much on brand for Shane to avoid the drama because he gets super nervous and then has to apologize and then has a meltdown and like he videos himself crying in a corner, or Andrew videos him crying in a corner more often than not.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to make people upset.
He's the kid who wants to go swimming in the ocean and then the waves hit. That's always how I imagine Shane Dawson to be. But like, I feel like, yeah, Shane, he's not ready for that kind of drama.
No, and it's, you know, and it's kind of the same thing as he saw when, like, Dramageddon 2.0 happened, basically. When everything went down with Tati and James Charles.
Oh, yes, Dramageddon 2.0.
Yeah, and, like, you know, Tati put up that whole Bi Sisters video, and yeah. She was not expecting the level of backlash that she was going to get.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, I think she thought that because she'd never touched drama before, that it was going to be just like...
Well, she thought she could get a hall pass.
Yeah, that she could just say her piece and it was going to be over.
We'll get more into that in a second. But first, I wanted to bring up this first article that I found. It is an article that comes from It Touch Weekly, and it's called YouTuber Jaclyn Hill Gets Trolled for New Makeup Collection After Botched Lipsticks Too Soon. And it talks about how 5 months after she released those awful lipsticks, she decided to drop a new holiday collection. You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the big, fat-ass box it came in.
Yeah, the Fenty Beauty ripoff. Yeah.
It is! It pretty much is, except it's just like, it's cut. Everyone's been doing packaging that looks very faceted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, very jewel-faceted.
I mean, it is on brand for Jaclyn. She likes, like, you know, whites and jewel tones and things like that. Like, she just likes that stuff.
Yeah. Alright. I saw the description of what is actually inside the holiday box from Dankinator. I actually did my research just a little bit. I give this much of a shit about Jaclyn Hill. Alright. So, this is an article from the Dankinator titled, Sneak Peek, Jaclyn Cosmetics Holiday Collection Reveal. The holiday collection is made up of two palettes, one called Flash for light to medium skin tones and Flare for medium to dark skin. Each palette has four unique colors and they are handcrafted and baked in Italy. This is already starting off a little bit too crazy. Like, handcrafted and baked in Italy just sounds like she put too much time and effort in how the makeup was being made.
Well, not necessarily, and here's why.
Okay.
There's a lot of makeup made in Italy.
Okay.
Because Italy is one of the places where you can still get affordable labor that doesn't require testing on animals.
Okay.
Because China requires everything that is sold in the, in China or in any of the countries that they work with to be tested on animals.
Whether the company says so or not.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of brands that are vegan and cruelty-free stateside will actually produce palettes and makeup that have been tested on animals to sell specifically in China.
Yeah. which is really,
I feel like it makes them not a cruelty-free brand. And it's really difficult to find that because a lot of these smaller makeup companies have parent brands that are not cruelty-free. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to just put your dollars where your ethics are and realize that sometimes just supporting the smaller brand that is cruelty-free says a lot to the parent brand that isn't about where you're putting your money.
Didn't Wet n Wild come under some controversy about that?
Yeah, because they were doing a specific set of palettes that they were releasing in China, mm-hmm. so they had to have them tested on animals.
Yeah.
Even though they are, like I said, they're stateside, they're vegan and cruelty-free. But if they're selling internationally, if they're selling to China, they have to test it on animals.
Yeah. Okay, so the next part is the Mood Light Highlighter. It didn't really say what it was, but from what I saw, it was kind of like a powdered highlighter.
Yeah, so the Mood Highlighter was the powdered highlighter. I think she had another one that was, what was the other one?
Is it a loose
powder? Yeah, there's, the Mood Highlighter's the loose one, I think, and then she made face powders that had a light shimmer to them.
Yeah.
And those have barely any shimmer, like most people have been saying, like you just kind of look luminous all over. Like I don't think I'd use it just because I look shiny enough as it is. I don't need any extra shine. And my powder. I like my regular powder.
I think powder should be just for setting.
I still use my old Coty Airspun $3, $4.
That is a blessing. That shit is truly a blessing. I love that stuff. It
smell like
so
everybody's
much.
Grandmother till the end of time.
That's Katya's favorite face powder because she smells like old people.
Old people, yes.
Old people. I used
probably to... made of old people. Spoiler alert. <Right. laughs>
What's that movie called where they make people into food?
Oh.
What was it called?
I don't remember.
It was like
I saw that
Soylent
one.
Or something like that.
Oh my god.
It was a really fucking
sounds terrifying.
Dystopian world where like people were made into food after they died and stuff.
It was very Matrix.
Very Matrixy.
Melt people down and feed them intravenously to babies.
That movie is wild. but back to the Mood Light highlighters. Yeah. She says it's a powder. It looks like a powdered highlighter because she says what makes it so special is the main ingredient mica, which is known for its blurring effects. I don't think mica's a good thing to put in your makeup.
Mica's fine. It's just there's no ethical sourced mica. It's dug up in mines, usually by children.
Oh, God.
But she's not the only brand that actually uses it. A lot of brands use mica. But there is no ethically sourced mica right now. Or at least if there is, it's very difficult to get. And it's very expensive to buy in bulk.
Okay. They're all priced at 50. We talked about this. The price for this?
Yeah.
$52 for a jar.
I thought the jars were 25 on the... I think the little ones are 25. It's the
little
palettes.
Ones are 24.
Oh, yeah. And then the palette's like 49. So, like, after tax in the States, it's like
ridiculous.
52. Yeah.
Can't do that, girl.
And they're not even that big.
No.
Like, you're basically paying for the packaging.
You know what it reminds me of? Kim Kardashian West's fucking highlight. Remember that shit?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian, a while ago, she released a highlighter kit, which didn't even have any decent amount of powder. It was like little lip balm jars.
Yeah.
And then, like, the fucking... What else did she put? Like, a concealer in them, too?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even that big. Because what it came in was so fancy that it didn't have any room for the fucking actual product. So you're paying for packaging.
It was like the size of the Anastasia Beverly Hills dip brow.
Yeah!
But it had like the concealer and the... Yeah, it wasn't that big.
It was horrible. I watched a Nikki tutorial one about that. And she was like, why are they so small?
I know. You should check out... Beauty News, those two Australian women.
The one
hilarious.
That breaks shit?
Yeah, they do the makeup breakup.
Beauty, what was it? Beauty News?
Beauty News.
These two Australian women, they just, all they do is just...
They review makeup when it comes out. They break makeup. They also test to make sure that that the product that you're promised on the bottle is the exact amount of product inside. So, like, a couple years ago, people were complaining about the e.l.f. Primer not having the right amount in it, and they were testing it.
And... Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Well, that's what I figured.
The setup of the component just took up some extra space in the bottle, so people assume that the entire bottle was that size, but if you check like how many mils was in the container it was on, it's actually a little bit over.
Elf does pretty well.
Yeah, and for the price point, nobody's going to be like, I've been robbed! Yeah. Now, if you get a Smashbox primer for like $52 and they short you a couple mils, you know, then you're going to be pissed.
Well, I mean, you go back to the fucking website and be like, I need a refill on my fucking primer. Can you imagine if you could do that? That'd be wild!
That'd be epic, though. We could cut down on the amount of, like...
plastic and packaging. Yeah, plastic
and waste. Like, I know that Lush is trying really hard to do, like, containerless stuff, but... oh, man. Those, like, foundation soap blocks that they made were so gross.
I have to look into this. I do not... this sounds crazy.
They look like silly putty. They were just, like, they were in a solid state, but they were foundation. And you're supposed to, like, rub your sponge on it to, like, warm it up and get it onto the sponge. And then you could use it like liquid.
It's not an ink block.
It was really weird. Like, you gotta look at that.
All right. But the... what is it? The Mood Light highlighters also come in 5 shades.
Yeah.
Which is... whatever. At this point, let them destroy themselves. You know what I mean? Alright, and the last part of the collection is the Beaming Light Highlighter. A highlighter for those who are looking for an intense, blinding highlighter. I got this basically word for word.
Okay, so that's the mini then.
Yeah, those are the mini.
Those are the loose highlighters. The other one is the powder then. The face powder with a little bit of, like... pearlescence.
That's still insane. I do not want a face powder with pearlescence in it.
No, me neither.
Like, I want a good old-fashioned setting powder.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think Jaclyn Hill's just gone crazy with highlighters.
Yeah, well, people were like, why is she doing this? Why is she... and she also won't release what's in them.
That's...
there's a whole health concern. Controversy right now because she doesn't have all the ingredients listed in the formula because she says that, like, she doesn't want to give up her secret...
okay, I hope she realizes that if someone has an allergic reaction to one of her products, they could straight up just sue. Not only for the product, but also for not giving the information that they need.
This is the same woman who has not addressed that there was, like, plastic and metal and hair and bacteria on her.
What do you call it? Lipgate?
Yes.
Lipstick gate. Sarah.
2019.
Yeah, those lipsticks sucked.
They were really, really embarrassing. For that to be your opening brand launch is, like, these lipsticks. Yeah. And, like, it would have been fine if she'd actually come out and talked about, like, what happened.
I wish she did.
But she didn't. Like, she was just like, I spent $100,000 sending my lipsticks to 6 different labs to find out what's in them. And then never told us what the labs found in them.
I would have liked some video. But, yeah. Jeffrey did something like that. We'll talk about it in a second. Mm-hmm. But the Beaming Light highlighters. Powder to cream formula with a very soft texture. These also come in 5 shades and retail for $24. And they also come with brushes. The packaging PR package came with 3 brushes.
Yeah.
There is the J01 for the Mood Light highlighters for $24. The JO2 for Accent Light Brush for $20, and the JO3 Beaming Light Brush for $2. So, here's my thing. Why is she trying to sell us more brushes?
Because she took all of her tips from Morphe, and Morphe sells brushes.
I was watching... I was watching a video of... Jaclyn Hill, but in every time she says Morphe, it's like 7 minutes long.
Morphe.
I hate the way she says it. Oh my god. No. She has... let's just be real. Jaclyn Hill has had a lot of controversy even before she got her face done. Like, she has had a lot. From the Makeup Geek controversy to the fucking... the Jaclyn Hill vault. Remember that shit?
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible.
I'm really glad it was sold out and I couldn't get any because I was like...
I was going to ask, were you going to get it?
I was going to go get it because I wanted those like muddy greens in that one palette.
Those natural greens were so pretty.
I know. And like, I've been looking for a good green palette and like, I don't know anybody else that sells them except like, I think Melt Cosmetics does the Gemini palette and the
What about Juvian's Place?
I haven't tried any Juvia's Place's shadows.
because they look dazzling, actually.
They look really pretty, but I don't know which one to get. And, like, a lot of them have reds and browns, which I already have a crap ton of reds and browns.
Reds and browns are very common in the makeup world.
Yeah, because people like warm, you know, colors that you can transition with. Which I get, you know, I like a good mustard as much as the next girl, but, like...
Yeah. Do people like those colors, or they're afraid to use much more different colors?
Yes.
Because it's a very...
The answer is yes.
People go with the trends, and it's because people are afraid to use different colors.
Yeah.
And it really sucks, because there's a lot of beautiful palettes out there with lots of wild colors.
Yeah.
And people are just too afraid to use them. They like using them in ways that people have already used them, just in different...
And my problem is when, I feel like when big palettes, especially like Morphe does like their big palettes, I think that for every bright shade, you need two transition shades for that bright shade.
Because that makes sense.
I don't think they lay out palettes well. I think they put in like mostly safe colors and then pops of color, which I think is like a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah, it
is. I mean, because I got like the what was it, the Morphe 52L, like the Artistry palette. And it's gorgeous. It's what I'm wearing today. I like most of the colors. I put a little bit of... I think the inner corner is like Huda Beauty.
Tell us what you're wearing.
Oh, I'm actually wearing... Yeah, I'm wearing the Artistry palette from Morphe. I think I have Indigo as the dark color. And then I don't remember what the color of the shimmer I used on top.
I love that stunning metallic color.
Really, really pretty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, there's no good transition shades. There's no brow highlighters in there. And all the transition shades are all, like... soft browns, tans, but then you have these dark blues, dark greens, and then like bright shimmery pink in there. But no other colors that you could like do safe couples with. Like if you're a makeup artist and you have a wide knowledge of how to pair color, you're good with that palette. But
yeah.
Like, for the average woman, there should be at least two colors that are related enough where she feels like she can make a look without having to grab another palette. Especially if you've got a palette that has like 15, 20 shades in it. Like, there should be enough.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I think companies are just playing it safe with these fucking makeup palettes. And I just... I don't know. Jaclyn Hill's gonna go down in flames. And then she is a... You know what she is? She's a really good con man.
Yeah. She plays... She got a lot of crocodile tears.
Yeah.
If you want my... non-professional opinion. I think she's just a narcissist.
Yeah, she really is.
She loves hearing herself talk. She loves talking about herself, but she has no follow-through with it.
Her face concerns me.
Yeah. Did she get work done, or did she just gain weight and everybody was mad at how she looked?
I don't know, but I'm thinking the answer is always yes.
She didn't look normal in the photo shoot, and it wasn't like a fat-shaming thing. She just looked... It wasn't flattering. Whoever was doing her makeup and her hair pulled all away from her entire face. It wasn't a great look.
I don't know. She just... If it is plastic surgery, I think she just needs to take a break from it for a while.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I like people natural.
All right. You ready to talk about some Bretman Rock?
Okay.
What is your opinion on Bretman Rock?
I don't have one. I'm not familiar.
No. Okay. I think he is, I'm not subscribed to him, but I think he's annoying, but he's living his best life, and who am I to say that? And, you know, who am I to stop him? You have
like
to...
Richard in New Mexico says, no, you need to stop.
Can you imagine? Oh my god, that'd be so fucking funny. He's just a whole 5-minute segment about telling me to shut the fuck up.
Like, listen, I don't know who this Richard in New Mexico is, but shut up. Living my best life. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. But I did talk to you about this one. Bretman Rock was recently on YouTube Drama, reported by the drama channel Sebastian Williams. They talked about how Bretman's father passed away. And, yeah, my condolences to him.
Yeah, that's
really
awful.
Tough losing a parent, like, in any way.
It's worse when you're in the public eye and you lose somebody.
Mm-hmm. This happened to the Dolan twins, actually.
Yeah.
But, let's see. So the reason his father's funeral is a topic of drama is because a fan showed up to the funeral.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that. Like, I haven't watched his videos, but that's completely inappropriate.
A private funeral, mind you.
even if it wasn't private, like, you don't show up to somebody's funeral because you're a fan of their son.
I don't understand what went through these fans' minds. So many people showed up to, he wrote on Twitter, and he said, can people just let me be sad for once? I'm here in the Philippines for my dad who just passed. Don't come to my house and ask for pictures. So many people showed up to my dad's funeral uninvited and started taking pictures of my dad and my family. Like, why? It's common sense. I just don't understand why people think it's okay to ask me for pictures when my eyes are literally swollen from crying. How are you going to say condolences? Take a picture? Ugh. You want to hear what the fan said?
Gross.
Who interrupted this whole shit? I love Bretman so much, and for him to deny me pictures like that broke my heart. So rude. Crying emoji. It's disgusting to want to talk to someone you idolize. I wanted a quick pic, and I did it in a respectful way. You know, first, no, you didn't. You did not do it in a respectful way, because you showed up to his father's funeral. That in itself is so disrespectful.
Mama Val's about to get on this shit, like... to come to Jesus, this person needs, and I'm gonna give it.
Like, how oblivious do you have to be to not understand common sense?
Well, privacy is also really important too. If you're out in public and somebody won't give you a picture because, like, they're doing something, like they're eating dinner or they're with their family, like that's a whole different can of worms. That's not, you're at, like, a meet and greet and somebody won't take pictures.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like you're at VidCon and someone's not giving you the time of day.
Yeah.
Like, they're there to meet fans and stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes people run out of time and they're just trying to, they're trying.
Yeah.
This is not a time for them to try.
Oh, no.
This is a time for them to be with their family and be themselves.
Yeah.
And for a fan to show up at a funeral.
Yeah.
Like I said, the Dolan twins went through this as well.
The same thing happened to them.
Yeah, they had fans showing up. People were getting dressed for the funeral. They were getting dressed and taking pictures and saying, on my way to the Dolan twins' father's funeral. They lost their father too, huh?
Yeah.
It is... YouTube fans be wild.
Well, here's the thing. If you're really a fan of somebody, it means that you respect them and you have a lot of adoration and respect for that person.
Mm-hmm.
The basic respect is understanding that, like, people are human beings. It doesn't matter what they do for a living. It doesn't matter how famous they are or what they're known for. Like, there's a level of no that you need to say to yourself. If something pops in your head and you think, wow, I see this person at, like, a nice sit-down restaurant with their family, I should go over and ask them for a picture. Think to yourself, if I was famous and I was sitting with my family enjoying a quiet dinner, would I want somebody to walk up to me and say, hey, can I take your picture?
That's the thing. Fans don't think that far ahead because they think being famous is just all, like, glitz and glamour. They don't think about the privacy part.
Yeah.
They don't think about how famous people feel when shit like that happens to them. Katya... our favorite drag queen, half of our favorite drag queen duo, Katya and Trixie. Katya once told a story about how a fan actually sat down at their dinner table. And Katya was just like, oh no, you have to leave.
Yeah. So, like, I was flying home, into the Albuquerque Sunport, and I saw Val Kilmer.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He was obviously in a hurry, bags on his shoulder, cap on, scruffy, like he hadn't shaved.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized him, but I also recognized he looked like he was late for a flight. He wasn't dressed up like he wanted people to recognize him, which is a huge, huge, huge red flag that they probably don't want you to come up and ask for a picture. Did I go up and talk to him? No. I'll tell people, hey, I saw Val Kilmer in the Albuquerque airport.
Yeah.
I didn't interrupt him because... he looked like he was busy.
Yeah. I did the same thing when we were at Joann's Fabrics.
Oh,
and I
saw
Callery.
Yeah.
Callery Kardashian Williams was in the Joann's we were shopping at, and I got kind of starstruck because I love Drag Race and I love drag queens.
He looked adorable. That little crop top was everything.
Yes, it was. That whole outfit was to die for.
And you could just tell he was there shopping for fabric, just like chilling, doing his thing, and like...
Do you want to know what he went as for Halloween?
What?
Winifred Sanderson.
No! No! Oh! We need to send him pictures and be like, we were getting fabric at the same store you were.
Oh, we should. I would love to hear a reply from
That's
her.
That's great.
But, like, I didn't go up to her. I even told you. Yeah. Like, I wanted to go up to her, but, like, she looked like she was busy I didn't want to interrupt her.
Yeah.
That's having respect as a fan.
Yeah. And, like, I wasn't like, oh, no, you should go anyway. You may not see him again. Yeah. I was just like, that's cool.
Yeah. And fans don't understand it. YouTube fans especially don't understand that shit. They are wild out there.
And some YouTubers are really open about that they like to see fans. And they like to, like, Graveyard Girl and... Like, you know, she always shows when she's going on, like, deep dives into places. She shows her fans recognizing her and putting them on camera.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Jenna Marbles, like, taking video of fans assaulting her and being like, oh, my God, hi,
Although
you can tell by, but you can tell by their video style that there are some YouTubers that really enjoy it when they're recognized out in public.
Mm-hmm.
And some that are just trying to live their own lives. And
Jenna and Julia are like that.
Yeah.
Like, remember that video that Julian made where a fan actually showed up to their house?
Yeah, that's fucking scary.
And Julian was just like... Well, he opened the door because he heard a knock. And there was a mother and child there. And the mother was just like, can we get a picture with you? My child loves you. And Julian was just like, you can't be here.
No.
That's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, and like, I'm not a huge fan of James Charles, but the same thing happened to him. Like,
yeah, it... People don't understand boundaries, man.
Yeah, and like, you know, Jake Paul is a piece of shit, but like, I wasn't okay when they were saying that people found his address using...
Yeah, on Google Maps.
Yeah, and like, we're going and trying to like, take pictures of his house and sell them and staking it out. I'm like, people need a place that they can like, feel safe. Their home is their sanctuary. And it doesn't matter if you think that just because they put out free content on the internet that they're more accessible, they're not your property.
Yeah. And also, the neighbors of those internet celebs, when, you know, fans show up at their house at midnight, let's say.
Yeah,
what is it called?
It's a huge invasion of privacy, and it's like, people call for, like, public disturbances.
Yes, public disturbances, that's what I was going to say. Fans are public disturbances when they show up at YouTube celebs' houses, and then the neighbors are dealing with that.
Yeah.
And then the YouTube celebs have to deal with that fucking whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... I just feel like these fans need to learn a lesson or two in respecting celebrity privacy.
Listen to Mama Val. This is very important. Just because somebody's a YouTube celebrity doesn't mean they give two shits about you in public.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to meet somebody, go to a meet and greet. Go to VidCon.
Go to an appropriate place to meet them.
Yeah, message them on YouTube or on Instagram and be like, hey, I'd really like to meet you. When are you doing a meetup? Or like, you know, is there a way that we could sometime put together something where you could meet your fans in like this city?
Tell them. Comment on their videos. Be like, hey, I noticed that you don't really come to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Or, you know, wherever you live. Do you think you can like, next time you go on tour, maybe you can stop by?
Yeah.
You know, it's something like that. It only takes 30 seconds to shoot a comment, and hopefully they'll see it.
Yeah. And some people have social anxiety, and they don't go out of their house, which is why they do YouTube in the first place, and they're not going to ever give a meet and greet. And you got to deal with that, too.
Yeah. If you ever become a YouTuber, like a celeb YouTuber, would you ever do meet and greets?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I would, too.
I would give back because I feel like that would be important because I don't struggle with meeting new people. Like, I love giant parties and I love meeting new people. And, like, it's kind of awesome. Like, when we were living down south, further down south, when we were doing music, people would walk up to me in Walmart and be like, oh my God, we saw you playing here with your husband. You're, like, amazing. You do great music. Like, in a tiny town, I was kind of a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I never felt, like, uncomfortable with that. I didn't mind when people came up to me and were like, oh my God, I saw you performing, you're really good. Like, I just took it as like, oh wow, they took time out of their day, they were doing something, they not only recognized me, they came over to tell me that they enjoyed my music. That meant something to me. And that I would totally do meet and greets if I ever was like a big huge YouTube celebrity.
I would too. I would love to meet my fans if I was a YouTube celebrity.
Yeah.
It sounds like so much fun, but also there is
so much cool art, and like, I mean, look at the amount of channels that are just dedicated to like Julian and Jenna memes.
Yeah, J&J memes.
So many channels. Like, I mean, I've literally have for how many weeks now I've been obsessed with the Kermit song. And have literally gotten everybody I know obsessed with the Kermit song.
How's it go again?
My name is Kermit and I like to eat feet. What is the channel, like Day by Dave's or something like that? Or Dave by Day? I think it's Dave by Day or something like that. It's really great. If you haven't heard the Kermit song, you gotta check it out.
It's a really good song.
Leave a like behind, small creators, man.
Exactly.